Okay, I've got a question for you here, Chris, and it's from Ash Dunn on Twitter, and they would like to know what would happen to the bubbles in a fizzy drink at zero gravity?
Yeah, well, that's a really interesting point. What would happen if you took your Coke, I suppose you could say Coke Zero, into zero gravity? It is zero that Coke make, I think, isn't it? I hope it is. The answer is that when we're on Earth and you crack into a can of drink, it fizzes up because the bubbles know what's up and what's down, because there is a density gradient in the fluid. The bubbles are less dense than the liquid is because they take up a lot more space than they actually weigh, and as a result they're pushed towards the top of the fluid. They float. Now, if you're in space, there is no up and down because there is no gradient like that in the same way. So if you actually do produce a fizzy drink or some froth in space, what happens is the bubbles just sit there, interestingly. And scientists have done this from NASA. They actually took some Alka-Seltzers to the International Space Station and dissolved them in water inside a plastic bag so they could see what the bubbles did. And you get a range of bubbles of different sizes. And what happens is that you get a small bubble formed, and because it's easier for a small bubble to get to be a bigger bubble, then all the small ones join in and they tend to coalesce, and you get a range of bubbles, but they're all fairly large, but they remain static in three-dimensional space. So you just have this bag of fluid with bubbles perched all over the place in it, not glued to the side, but inside in the body of the fluid. So the bubbles basically won't float like they do on Earth.
So I guess it's very like what happens if you shake it up and you let it expand very, very quickly. You just get a big foam.
Yeah, you do. And it looks quite nice. You can look on the internet, actually, and see pictures of froth in space, and you'll see all these really nice frothy rafts, if you like. It's quite striking. An interesting experiment. I'm glad that NASA are spending lots of money doing important things like fizzy drink research in space. No, I'm just kidding. It certainly had me glued anyway.